Welcome back to Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Chef Frank Bonanno has cooked up quite a career with 6 restaurants in Denver, plus a pie shop and a speakeasy. But there is a special place in his heart for his restaurant Luca d'Italia in Capitol Hill. Bonanno says the menu there is an homage to the Italian food on his mother's table. Well, he's put together a cookbook of Luca recipes, including pasta dishes like gnocchi and cheeses, so how to make your own mozzarella, ricotta, and burrata. He's going to show us how to cook an appetizer, calamari with caper berries, a little later. First, Bonanno's going out on a limb with this project. It's an e-book, and for now, only available on the iPad. He says he and his team wanted to make it interactive.
And that was by introducing videos and how-tos and glossaries that you could just click on to see how to chiffonade or how to brunoise or how to dice, you know.
And or even what chiffonade and brunoise mean.
Correct. So there's also a definition, and then there's a video of how to do it. And we thought that for the home cook, would make it much easier for them to do a recipe and not be intimidated by these culinary terms that we throw around so easily that would then be approachable to people if they could just see, oh, all they're doing is folding up the basil and slicing it.
People are so visual now. I think they always have been visual, and I think that's why even Julia Child's cooking shows really help people to see, like, I can make that, because she did simple things that showed you could do it.
Foods at Luca d'Italia were inspired partly by your mother's cooking.
My mother's, my grandmother's, yes, and just the way we grew up in New Jersey. My mother, as I got older, started to really cook healthy. As I was the last kid left in the house, she started introducing things like fresh tarragon and fresh rosemary when that started coming into the markets in the early 80s. And so she really showed me that just a squeeze of lemon on some roasted chicken thighs with a fresh rosemary or tarragon really could elevate something as simple as a roasted chicken. And she was always very good about teaching me to season food, which I think is the most important thing.
Can you remember the first time you cooked?
Yes, I stayed home. I played sick from school, stayed home, and we watched Julia Child prepare a zucchini frittata. And we went to the grocery store that afternoon and got zucchini and eggs and Parmesan cheese and fontina cheese, and we came home and we made that for dinner.
How'd it turn out?
Perfect. It was pretty easy, quite honestly.
This is the second time you've mentioned Julia.
Yes.
Big inspiration?
Yes, I would say. For sure. I watched the show. All the time I watched the show.
I can't help but think that when you were doing the videos for this new cookbook, you might have had Julia Child in the back of your head.
I might have. I was pretty tired. We filmed that cookbook in like 3 days of 18-hour sessions. So I was just doing my best to keep my stuff together.
Is it your kitchen in the video?
Yes, it is. It's our home kitchen.
What's a dish at Luca that you think is closest, perhaps, to something your mom would have made?
Right now, probably the lobster fried Diavolo.
Which is included in the cookbook.
Yes. Sunday nights were always pasta night for us, and, you know, we didn't always have lobster, but it was always just a pasta dish on Sundays.
Describe lobster fried Diavolo.
So lobster fried Diavolo is just some poached lobster that you cook ahead with some fresh pasta, fresh tagliatelle or tagliarini, garlic, chilies, San Marzano tomatoes, and it's just some lobster and a little bit of butter and basil. It's a little spicy kick to a lobster pasta.
Is your mom still around?
Yes.
She come to Luca d'Italia?
She has been, yes. They live in New Jersey, so.
What is it like when that happens?
Nerve-wracking. You know, and my parents are older now, and they really don't eat very much food anymore, you know. So my mother will just have an appetizer pasta when she comes in. Or if we have rabbit on the menu, my father and her will always get rabbit.
Do they ever give you feedback?
No.
Suggestions?
No, they don't.
They don't?
No. They're not criticizing in that way.
The menu changes at Luca d'Italia.
We changed the menu. We're not as diligent as we once were. We used to do it on the first of every month at Mizuna and Luca. Now we do changes just sporadically through the month. So a dish at Luca or Mizuna would only typically be on the menu for 2 months maximum.
But that means that over the course of a life of a restaurant, you've prepared hundreds of different dishes.
Mizuna's probably had 1,200 dishes on the menu since we opened, and Luca.
Mizuna's right around the corner
right
from
next door,
us.
And I would say that Luca has probably had 700 dishes.
700? How do you begin to whittle 700 down to something you want to put in a cookbook?
I went about it from what I thought home cooks could make in an hour, start to finish, even if you were rolling some fresh pasta. But we're very good about giving buy some dried pasta. You don't always have to make fresh pasta in the book to follow a recipe. You know, I'm always adamant that if a recipe calls for salmon and you go to the store and the salmon doesn't look fresh, but the halibut looks delicious, buy the halibut. It's a better fish. It will taste better. Don't just buy an ingredient because it's listed in a recipe. I think that that's something that people have a hard time getting their head around is that you can substitute. The zucchini looks terrible, but broccoli looks gorgeous.
I imagine that that is somewhat true for the restaurant as well.
It's very true for the restaurant.
You probably have to adapt.
We do, and we have to work with what's seasonal, or a grower is out of something, or, you know, it got scorched and we won't have arugula or broccoli rabe for this dish, and we have to adapt.
It's so refreshing to hear you say it's okay to use store-bought pasta. You don't have to make it from scratch. You're not a failure if you do that.
No, I mean, quite honestly, I use store-bought pasta 90% of the time at home. And I think there's some great products out there. And make it easy for yourself. I mean, I think that's what we want, is Americans cooking healthy and cooking for themselves and teaching their children to cook. I mean, I think it's very important to me with my two children that, you know, we never made two different meals. Since they could eat, they've eaten what we've eaten. And if they didn't like it, they didn't eat. And that was just the way you do it. I mean, I think that so many parents will prepare two different chicken fingers for them, for the kids, and and they'll have a roasted sea bass. You know, that's why my youngest likes octopus a lot, and lobster, unfortunately. But
unfortunately for the pocketbook.
Yes.
Yes.
But, and my other son just loves king crab legs, could eat that every night, which is also not good for the pocketbook.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner, and we're at Luca d'Italia in the Capitol Hill neighborhood of Denver. And joining us is Denver chef Frank Bonanno, who has Luca, five other restaurants, a pie shop, and a bar. And he has released a digital cookbook based on the foods at Luca d'Italia. What do you say we do a little cooking?
I would love to do some cooking. I'm better at that than this, I think.
What are we going to make?
We're going to make the Sicilian calamari from Luca d'Italia.
This is not a fried calamari, as I recall.
No, it's not. And when we opened, I wanted to do calamari, but also not have just deep fried rings of calamari and try and let it be different for people.
I mean, there's that strain again of your mom getting healthier, making healthier foods,
yes,
and then bringing healthier foods to the table here.
Yes. Yeah. And one of our favorite pastas as a kid was like a calamari with red sauce and pasta.
So it sounds like this has been on the menu since day one.
We have had this calamari on the menu since day one.
Which is to say, people seem to like it.
It is one of our most popular dishes, yes.
Okay, tell us what the ingredients are.
My food is very simple. So this is just garlic, sliced garlic, extra virgin olive oil, our homemade tomato sauce, which is in our cookbook, which has onions, fennel, and shallots in it.
Fennel, nice.
And breadcrumbs, some capers, a little bit of caper berries to finish it, and some chili flakes.
What's the first step?
We have some fresh garlic, and we just want to slice this as thin as you can get it. You can dice it up. You could put it through a press if you want. You could put it in your food processor. And I like to use about 2 cloves per portion.
Okay.
We're going to want to take a saute pan, and we're going to want to get it very hot, over very high heat. The key with calamari is you cook it for 3 minutes or you cook it for an hour.
No in between.
There really is no in between, because then it's really tough and rubbery. So you either cook it for a very long period of time or you cook it very short.
We're going to do very short.
This should be about 3 minutes start to finish for this whole dish.
And that means the consistency will be what?
Should be just very toothsome. It should be tender, soft, and your tooth should be able to bite right through it.
Toothsome. Lovely. Okay.
We get our pan going over high heat. I'm going to add a liberal amount of extra virgin olive oil. Then I'm going to go ahead and add my garlic that I chopped up. I'm going to add my chili flakes to it, and that's up to you. If you don't want to use chili flakes, that's absolutely fine. Then I'm going to add my calamari. I'm going to just put that back on the stove for a second. Now I'm going to hit it with a little bit of white wine.
Oh, that smells good.
So you can see the calamari is is almost cooked. Now I'm just going to add a little bit of tomato sauce. I like capers a lot, so I'm going to go pretty liberal with some large capers. And the other thing with calamari or any cephalopod is you don't want to add salt until it's finished. Salt tends to make them tough. And then just the Italian in me, or maybe the French training I've had, then I like to just finish it with a big hunk of butter.
Oh, that's an homage of Julia Childs, I imagine.
I guess, yes, probably.
Where do you suggest getting good fresh calamari in Denver?
Whole Foods. Tony's probably has it. I mean, there's several places to get it. You know, the frozen calamari is quite good, too. I think 90% of the calamari is frozen anyway. So now we've got it. It's looking good. I'm just going to bring this over to a plate. So this is where the breadcrumbs come in. So to give you that little transition into maybe the fried calamari, that you have that crunch. And I just put some liberal breadcrumbs right on top. And then anoint it with a little bit of extra virgin olive oil. And then just two nice caper berries right on top to garnish.
Shall we give it a try?
Sure. So it's not rubbery. It's got a little hint of spice.
And the breadcrumbs add just a little bit of interest on top of the toothsomeness of the calamari.
Yeah, it gives it another dimension of texture.
You talked earlier about having a lot of Italian food in your life from a very early age. I wonder if Italian restaurants were a part of your life early on.
Yes, we ate at a lot of Italian restaurants growing up. I mean, where I grew up, that's pretty much all there is.
This is in New Jersey.
In New Jersey. The local pizzeria was two blocks from school, and back then you could walk and go get lunch. And one of the easiest ways to get a slice of pizza was the owner was a really nice guy named Vito, and he would let you fold pizza boxes in order to earn your slice of pizza. So if you folded 10 boxes for his to-go business, you got a slice of pizza.
Thank you so much.
You're
for
welcome.
With
Thank
us.
You very much.
Denver chef Frank Bonanno has put together the Luca d'Italia cookbook. It's available through the iTunes store for the iPad. But you can access a few recipes, including the calamari we made and a dessert, cookies and cream panna cotta, at our website, cpr.org.